We are not evolving creatures.
Herb.
Christ does not evolve. We are not becoming. Christ is. We are not changing. Christ is ever the same. If I believe I am evolving or becoming or changing, I have not found my permanent self. And I am not accepting God where I stand. God, where you stand, accepted, is called Christ. You cannot accept God and not be Christ. And if you are becoming, you are not Christ now in your consciousness, and that is division. That is separation. That is a gap. And it becomes a shadow of turning, as James called it. There must come a time when there is no shadow of turning. When you face it four square, Christ I am. Here now, God is, and that God which is here, I am, and that is Christ. God, the infinite Father, individualized as my infinite being, is Christ, accepted, lived in, experienced. With this we work and rest. I have no daughter. I have no mother. I have no father. I have no wife. I have no husband. I have no friend. The Christ that stands where the world sees me is the Christ that stands where the world sees my mother. We are sowing to the invisible spirit and not to the flesh. We are banishing the mental discriminations, the mental judgments, the mental divisions. We are accepting his words, which will never die. I and the Father are one, and that I accept for every form on the earth. We are consciously walking in the invisible kingdom of God. That is where the law of God is, in the kingdom where I walk. I walk in that kingdom in consciousness. And I am no longer fed only by the bread of this world. Speak, Father. Let your infinite self express where the world sees me. I will not stand in the way with a human mind, with human beliefs. I am the place where the Father is glorified. His name, his essence, his glory is my being. I am the light. But I cannot be the darkness too. I cannot be the flesh, the mortal, the finite, and be the light. I will no longer make my bed in hell, in the shadow of the dead, but in the quickened universe of spirit, in the truth. I, being the light, am the supply. I, being the light, am the health. I am the power. I am all that the Father is, and it is all now. This must be knowing, not saying. We find the greatest, most priceless privilege on earth is to defend the presence of God where you are. No, you will not convince me of sin. There is no sin here. There is only God here. You cannot convince me of sickness or suffering or pain here. Only God is here. You cannot show me x-ray charts and viruses. Only God is here. And no other. And as the within, so will be the without. It is no longer what do you believe? What do you think? No, it is what do you know? What do you accept of the finished kingdom on earth where you stand? That is what you will experience. For knowing is experiencing. Watching is experiencing. To experience God, you must accept God. Now your consciousness is in God and remains in God, untempted by that which the world demands. In God we stand. And let the power of the invisible be the only power you recognize. This breaks the hypnosis. It shows you that karma was never real. It was only in the mortal mind. It shows you there is no need for power, for all power is in your own being when accepted. This day have I begotten thee is the reward that we're moving toward. That will be self-realization. Thanks for being here today.
That was Herb Fitch doing a meditation at the end of his tape on from 1971, Fourth Dimension, Living in the Fourth Dimension, number 8B, called The Remnant of the Seventh World. It's on an MP3 at BillSkiles.com.